Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. Is this Myra?
Yes.
Hi, Myra. I'm calling. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues in your community and the nation. You have a few minutes?
Okay.
Now, your individual answers will remain confidential for research purposes only. You are over the age of 18 and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, no, it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other office? Will you say you definitely will vote? Probably vote? My chances are 50-50. Or you probably won't, will not vote.
I will vote. Definitely.
Definitely. Definitely. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
For Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race here, white, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
Fine.
Thank you. And what is your age? How old are you?
I'm 66.
66, okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, or somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Is that very conservative or somewhat?
Very conservative.
Very conservative, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you. So 10 being the most important, 5 somewhat, and 0 not at all. You can use any number from 1 to 10. Reducing crime and gun violence.
I'm sorry, can you tell me that again?
Yeah. These issues on a scale from 0 to 10 are just to raise concerns. People say that they want president and Congress most focused on. Would you say is very important or most important, which is 10, 5, somewhat important, 0, not at all important? You can use any number from 1 to 10. This will be the first
but
one. Reducing.
Very important.
Very important, reducing crime and gun violence. Okay, very important. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
I think protecting the abortion.
Is that most important somewhat?
That's not most important.
Okay. And making housing more affordable, would you say that is very important, somewhat important, or not at all?
I think it's very important, too.
Okay. And protecting Social Security and Medicare. Most important here, somewhat important, or not at all?
Most important.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
The economy.
Right. It says fighting inflation and improving the economy. Would you consider
fighting
that
inflation
most important, somewhat important?
Most important.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Someone disapprove.
And now I'd like to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel nor particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you 100. Feel. Joe Biden?
100.
The Food Administration, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA?
Yes.
Well, how do you feel between 0 to 100?
100.
100. And of course, mm-hmm. Democrats in Congress, how you favor Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you very much for your answer. And of course, mm-hmm. now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. So from zero to 10, 10 being most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not at all. First one says authorizing prescription medication. Do you feel that is not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
The most important.
And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. Do you think that is not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Most important.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. Do you feel that is very important, somewhat important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. Is that most important, somewhat important, or not at all?
I'm sorry. I don't. Can you tell me that again? I'm sorry about that one.
That one says restricting fatty foods or sugary beverages. Is that,
let's see this.
That's very important for the FDA to focus on, like restricting fatty foods, you know, like hamburgers, hot dogs.
Yes.
It is very important for them to focus on.
It's very important, yes.
Thank you for your answer.
Yes.
We're almost done. We're at 47%. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or somewhat strongly oppose?
Mm.
This is about tobacco being sold with virtually no nicotine to adults.
Yeah.
Would you say you strongly support this, or you somewhat disapprove of it, or wouldn't oppose? You would oppose?
I strongly support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 or over? It says, would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support,
okay. And regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or over brings more benefits or more harm to your community? Would you say much more benefits, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Much more harm, okay? Regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are other issues more important right now? Would you say it should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
I don't understand that well.
It says, regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or other issues you think are more important right now?
A top priority.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm for tobacco through sensation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or B, prohibition on approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on, or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. A or B? This is
A.
A? Okay. Now, we're almost actually done. We're more than half all the way done, okay? Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. Would you say very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned? This is the first question. The creation of
very concerned of the
creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Is this issue something you'd be very concerned about? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned. And the last one: the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers and manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Is this something that we say you are very concerned about, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned also, okay. Now, moving on here, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each one from a scale from 0 to 10, 10 seeing that you are strongly agree, 5 somewhat agree, and 0 do not agree at all. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to improve past their nicotine addiction through sensation support and harm reduction. Is this statement on the scale of 0 to 10 mean that you strongly agree with the statement, 10 being strongly agree, 5 somewhat, or 0 do not agree at all?
5.
5? Okay. Thank you. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for endangered smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Would you strongly agree with this statement, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all?
I agree.
You agree strongly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage use is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all with this statement?
I agree.
You agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Somewhat, okay. And vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Would you say you strongly agree with this statement, somewhat, or do not agree at all?
I'm not agree.
You do not agree, okay.
No.
Now we're actually definitely almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
And strongly oppose.
You said strongly
support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support no nicotine, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Strongly support.
No nicotine.
All right. Now, regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to our community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
That's a more benefit.
More benefits, okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it be no impact on your decision of whom to vote for? Would you be much more willing to vote for that person, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing?
Someone most willing. I'm confused with that one.
You're confused? You want me to read it to you again?
Yes.
Now, would you be more or less willing to vote for the candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact in your decision?
I don't have no impact in my decision. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, let me see. And is that much more or less, or just somewhat?
More or less.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, yes or no? Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigarettes?
I smoke.
Cigars?
No, cigarette.
Okay. Beer?
Normal. I don't drink.
Wine?
Occasional.
Occasional. Oral nicotine products?
Yeah, my cigarettes are nicotine.
Right. And heat, not burn tobacco product?
No.
No? Okay. Coffee?
Yes, I drink coffee.
E-cigarette or e-vapor product?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Soda pop?
Not really.
Not really, not too much. Okay.
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
All right. Switching
I use those.
You don't use
those
products?
Kind of tobacco. No.
I understand. Now, switching gears a little bit, just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The whole. I completed the whole GED.
GED, okay.
I take the GED because I don't finish the last year of high school. So I take the GED.
That's okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single?
No, I'm married.
You're married, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, they don't live with me.
They don't live with you? Now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class,
middle class.
And are you or any member of your household a member of the Union Employee Association?
Union employee? No.
No, not at all. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
This is a good area.
It's like urban, maybe?
What does that mean, urban? I don't
know.
Like, I don't understand.
It's like, let me see, how would I describe it? Wow. The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, he lives in a very urban area, right? Okay. And like anything else would be suburban and then rural. So it's like a category. Middle class. Middle class, upper class.
Middle.
All right. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes, no?
Nah.
Okay. That concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much for your patience and participation. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
You have yourself a good evening. All right?
Thank you. We send to you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.